Today's segment is pretty much talking about pick a struggle.
You pick a struggle.
You have to pick a struggle.
That pick a struggle, bruh.
You need to pick the goddamn struggle.
You have more than two struggles. If you have three, then that's it. It is over for you. You have to pick a struggle.
Welcome back. Andre got to get situated in his
right. Oh, there
welcome
we go.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. Hey, Paige. What's going Paige. On?
How you doing?
Right. He just said, hey, auntie, so I guess I'm just not here.
You included it.
So disrespectful.
You included in that, auntie.
Right. Oh, my goodness. How y'all been? Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers.
Yes.
Or as I say, happy Smothers Day. Smothers Day.
Why Smothers?
Because mothers be smothering people. Be smothering their children.
We got a helicopter. We got to make sure everything's going good. But I ain't smother mine.
No?
I didn't. I ain't smother them. I gave them a lot of freedom. More freedom than most people give their kids.
Because
I didn't want to be that kind of parent.
Right.
I wanted my kids to have their own.
Big own thing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So let's go and get into it. What'd you do this past week?
What did I do? I went out with some friends on Friday night to the strip.
Right. To the gay brotherhood.
Yes, the gay strip. So much fun. I had a great time. It was really,
What bar did y'all go to?
We went to Mr.
Never heard of that one.
And S4.
Never been in that one.
And
is it nice in there?
Yeah, it's really nice. And I forget the other one. I forget the name of the other one. I gotta ask my friend. But anyway, I had a great time. We was downtown. We was cutting up. We was walking across the street. We was jaywalking. We was walking.
I mean, that's
drunk.
What you're supposed to do, because people really don't drive through there like that.
I know, but I just felt bad, but I did it anyway. It was something about just not being
so
going by the rules. Not funny. But everybody had on any masks. Everybody was trying to social distance. So
what's going on, Gary? Thank
we had
you.
A good time. What Gary say?
Thought some of those shirts are lit.
Oh, thank you, Gary.
They lit. And then what the kids say?
I thought they
did. Lit. It ain't lit. What is it? Fire.
Bussin'.
Ooh.
They saying bussin' now. Everything. My son, that's bussin'. Oh, that's bussin'. Oh, that's what are you talking
I've
about?
I've never heard that.
Yeah, bussin'. It's some other ones out there. I just can't remember them right now.
I don't feel like keeping up no more.
I don't care to. I have to be like, what that mean?
Right.
I don't even try to figure it out. Hey, that, mama, we see you watching.
Ain't that from that challenge, that busted challenge?
I guess. I don't know where they get that stuff from. They just making stuff up. Y'all young people, tell us where y'all get stuff from, because we don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm far from over here.
Right.
Anyway, hey, mama, happy Mother's Day. Thank you for joining. Anyway, how was your week?
Mine was good. Started my new job. Yeah, so, yes, I got another job.
We're going to stay on the counter for this year.
Right. So,
well, no, by the end of the year, we're doing 2021.
Right. But I had got a lead position in a kitchen in Dallas. It's, I totally forgot the name of the place.
It's not... The one
it's a Dexo, but it's where we're at.
Oh, okay.
But as far as I know, it's a college for like med students and stuff.
Oh,
yeah,
that's cool.
Right.
I'll meet you a little doctor friend.
Right. Chat, please. And the other day they had a graduation. You know what? Let me just look it up because I don't know why.
You gonna look up the name of the college?
Yeah, because I don't know why. I just don't know.
Out of sight,
I can't
out of
keep
mind.
Up. Right. But it was nice. I started working there and met some nice people. They, UTSW? What's that stand for?
UTSW?
Yeah, that's what he said.
I don't know.
Right. University of Texas, Southwestern? I don't know.
No, I'm pretty sure that's not. I don't know.
I feel so bad that I just do not know what the hell it's called.
That's all right. We'll put it in the comments.
Right. I'll figure it out.
If you really want to know.
Right. And I started that, doing that. And that was really it.
That's it?
Yeah. I met up with Mo. Oh, my gosh. I had went to Mo's Healing Center. She got a new sign out there. It was really nice.
Uh-huh.
I had crept up on her because I didn't know she was not there. I didn't know she was there.
Uh-huh.
I was hoping she was there because I was in DeSoto working.
Uh-huh.
And I was passing the center because I had to pee. And I know they got a bathroom in there. So I was like, let me go in there and use the bathroom.
Right.
But I was like, I'm going to swing by and see if she there. And I was like, oh, she might not be here. And then I creeped through the, I looked past, the, like, through the window. And all I, it was so dark in there. All I saw was her eyes. I was like, what the hell?
She was in the second room?
Yeah, she was in the,
what, the store part?
Yeah, the store part.
Yeah, okay, okay. She was in there by herself.
Yeah, she was in there. She was doing, of course, she was doing business stuff.
Yeah.
But I was just like, oh, girl, you here. Oh, damn. And so we just sat there and just talked for a minute. And she gives away, you know, food from, you know, in their refrigerator.
Yeah, yeah.
She gives away free food. Like, people come and donate stuff or whatever. And so I had, UTSW. What the hell does that mean?
UTSW.
Right?
I don't know.
I'm going to look it up. I'm going to keep looking it up. But anywho, yeah, so I ain't had no groceries. I was like, girl, let me go. So I took like 4 bags.
What you had?
A whole bunch of stuff, like a whole bunch of pasta, some frozen vegetables, some spinach.
Okay.
You know, yeah, a good deal of stuff.
I seen that refrigerator, but I didn't even look in it.
UT Southwestern Medical Center.
That is the hospital.
But they also have a college part, like a training hospital. Yeah,
that's why it threw me off. I'm like, what? In this area, like that, we can get to fast? No, I don't know about that.
But yeah, but that's where I'm at.
Okay, okay. Well, congratulations.
And it is a huge campus.
It is. I've been over there.
I had to get my badge, and so I'm in one building. I'm in this building here. Mm-hmm. And then, but the badge place is over here. Mm-hmm. We had to grab a shuttle
to get over there.
Yes.
You have to do that every day?
No, it was just to go get my badge.
Oh, I was going to say.
But I was just like, oh my goodness. Like, I didn't realize how huge the area was.
Right, right.
I'm like, they got their own shuttle. This is just so nice.
Because they across the street from the Bank of America, right?
Don't give me the line.
Okay.
I know it's off of Inwood and Forest Park.
Yeah, yeah, that's right there, right there. Uh-huh. That's right there by Love Field Airport. So you right there in the vicinity.
Yes, I remember going there because I used to go to the sex store that's over there.
Oh, the Fine Arts?
Don't give me the line.
I think it's called Fine Arts or something.
I think
why was that so clear to me? But I couldn't see. He'd be starting stuff.
But it was
the can.
What street is that? Mockingbird?
The one where the sex store is at?
Yeah. I think I want to say it's on Mockingbird, like down the way from the Love Field. And I think there's like a Jimmy John's or something behind it.
And then there's an IHOP right here.
Yeah.
All down, there's a liquor store.
Yeah.
So
happy Mother's Day to you too, Pa. Anyway,
thank you, Paul.
What's that? I need some merch. You too old to be talking like that.
Hear us say we don't be knowing what that stuff means,
right?
But I do merch. I do no merch though.
Okay,
it's merchandise.
Thank you.
You want some shirts? We'll get you.
Right. Let us know.
You know. Holler.
Like you got our numbers, then you can message us. So I don't know why you.
You know how it is when you leave a place. People be acting stank.
Right.
Like, they
acting
never knew
brand
you.
Brand new.
But when we was all together, like, we was real tight or whatever. But as soon as we were gone, we don't hear from Paul.
Yeah.
Can't even get a like on Facebook, y'all.
Nope. Not even a share.
Not a damn share.
Mm-mm. Shame on you, Paulie.
Oh, another thing I did this week. I went to... Have you ever been to Clyde Warren Park, downtown Dallas?
No.
It is so sweet. Like, who is that?
Oh, this dude I know. Oh, wait, is it? No, I'm finna look and see. Not and like I don't feed y'all.
What dude you know?
Tell some don't act like I didn't feed y'all. Okay.
Pa.
That one time,
that little piece of crusty chicken. Everybody had already, like, was digging over. He was like, y'all can have that over there. It looked like it was a baby wing. Like, it looked like it wasn't even a full. Anyway, I'm just playing.
You was retired.
I am. But anyway, y'all, so I went to Clyde Warren Park with my daughter and my dog yesterday. And it's so much fun.
Which one? Pinky?
No, Nene.
Nene.
The second one. It is so much fun down there, y'all. They had food trucks, and it was just... water fountains and kids were dancing. Like, they had this pavilion that you can kind of, like, shoot videos and take pictures in and stuff like that. So these kids was making a YouTube video, and they was, like, dancing and stuff. And it was so cute. And it was, it's, I don't know, I just had a good time.
Right.
I just had to eat off the food truck just because I've never done that. So I did. I got me something.
You never got food from a food truck before?
Mm-mm.
They do be having the best food.
They do. They had them tater tots was busting.
Right. Like, I remember.
Like, the kids just said, the kids just said busting. We got to get serious.
You was retarded. But, anyway, when I was in downtown Fort Worth and I had got some food from this food truck, totally forgot the name of it. I got that card over there on my counter somewhere. But it was, they was almost running out of food. Uh-huh. And the girl was like, all we got is brisket and macaroni and cheese. And I was like, put it together.
All together in and, one bowl.
Yes. And it was
and
so
layer.
Good. And they had, and I got me a Frito pie. That was good. They had like the, you know, the ranch style beans and the Fritos and a little bit of jalapenos, but they were pickled, so they really weren't that hot. They were kind of sweet.
Talk about eating.
And I think I got a sandwich, like a pulled pork sandwich, and that was good.
Okay.
And it really shocked me because it was white people.
That's who I had got my little tater tots
from.
I think it's called the Butcher's Block or the Butcher's Boys or something like that. But
you know what? I think that's the name.
Is that the same people?
It might be the same
that's
people.
Fucking
let me see. Let me see. Let me see. Let me go grab
it. It was so good. It was really good, y'all. I had a good time. If y'all live in this area and y'all never been downtown Dallas to that park, go to it. I mean, there's they had dogs. People were paint, you know how you see like on movies and stuff with everybody at the park and everybody playing and doing backflips and stuff. That's exactly how it was. Somebody was sitting on the grass painting, and then it was this couple, they were drinking their wine and feeding each other cheese. It was real cheesy. It was very cheesy, but it was so sweet. I had a good time. I was like, I didn't even know this was here. I knew it was there, I just ain't never went. But yeah, y'all need to check that out. Check that out. But yeah, that food truck was good. That was good. So what y'all been doing? Everybody on here, all the mamas on here, happy Mother's Day. We got a good show for y'all today. As soon as Dre bring his tail back in here, looking for a business card.
Yeah, I can't find it.
He looking for a
I can't find it.
It's all right.
And no, because I had some other cards too.
Oh. See, this what happened when you shoot at home.
Right. You're not prepared. But I had some other cards too, because it was this black owned business where they had these girls were selling like cookie brownies. Hmm. It was like brownies, but they had, oh my God, excuse me, it was a lot. It had like Oreos and M&Ms.
Why you having flavor?
And chocolate bits in it, like in the brownie. It was so good, and it was so huge. It was like that big. Like,
but it looked like a cookie. That's
girl,
what it
yeah, I guess so. But I'm making that up. But it had, I'm going to have to find the card. And I think it was called like Sweet Treats or Sweet Bits or something like that.
That sounds.
But it was so good. It took me 2 days to eat it, though.
But it was big.
Girl, yes. Oh, it took me and a whole gallon of milk.
Oh, Lord.
But it was so good. It was so good.
Oh, that's too much cookie, though.
But it was good, though.
I want to try it.
Right.
I want to try.
But let's get into some of these topics, though.
Let's get into these topics, y'all.
Right. So last night, I watched the Verzuz with SWV and Xscape. It was boring.
Real quick, who's your favorite before Verzuz?
Well, before the Verzuz, it was SWV.
Okay. And why?
I just like the Weak song.
Okay.
And then, I like Xscape. I don't know. I don't know why I like one over the other, really.
Because that's just kind of how it that's kind of what happens.
Yeah.
You just flirt one over the other. Because I'll say this. Back in the Dizzy, SWV was the shit. Like, they was on top. They were kind of, in my head, they were a little bit better than TLC. Like, TLC was here, and then I felt like SWV was, like, right here.
Right.
Like, Xscape to me would never be able to be there with at the same time where SWV was at, because SWV when Xscape came out, everybody was like kind of calling them ugly.
Right, because they were dressed like boys and stuff.
Yeah, they had got this bad image of being like the ugly singing girls. Somebody had rapped about it in one of their songs.
Oh, damn.
I want to say it was Biggie.
Right. Now, I would say Escape One because I would say they had, like, more commercial success, maybe. And, you know, Candy started playing songs that she had wrote for other people.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was like, that okay. That helped out a lot. Yeah.
Candy wasn't the best vocal. Her and Tiny were, like, the vocal. They could sing, but they couldn't sing like the sisters.
Right. And that's what I was saying. I was thinking, Paul said it was Biggie who was talking about Escape.
Okay, Biggie.
But that was one thing that I was saying that, with SWV, it's like the two girls, they rely so much on Coco to sing the lead.
Yeah.
But with Escape, it's like all four of them can sing a lead.
Yeah, because I know Tiny did, she did one of my favorite songs by SW, by Escape was the lead singer. I mean, Tiny sung the lead. I can't remember.
Yeah. And she did it, but
I think it's called Do You Want To?
Something like that. Mm-hmm. I couldn't hear because I was in a house full of Negroes that was singing over the TV.
That's how you're supposed to do a versus.
Yeah, but I was just like, oh my gosh, I'm trying to hear. Especially since when I first saw Escape, I always thought Tiny couldn't sing.
For whatever reason, I think they kind of made us believe she couldn't sing. Right. I don't know
maybe
how.
Maybe because she really did leads like that.
Right, maybe she was reluctant about
that. Right, and then I always thought Candy sounded like a frog.
It's because she got a deepness in the back of her throat.
I don't know.
Maybe know what you mean.
Jermaine Dupri's daddy's cum was like stuck back there in the throat.
By the uvula.
Right, but she sure put out there, every man wants a woman. I was like, go ahead, kid.
She took it all. When they said go deep, go a little way, she went all the way down to her papa. All the way down. And she brought the like, it's like, who granddaddy is that in it?
Every man wants a woman.
That was she said.
A good meal.
Right. It's like, it don't ain't say that for
just laying on her throat. Back.
I'm sorry. Oh my God. But it's true. It's so true. It's like, Candy, why did you go that low with it? Now you're making me think of Tony.
Right, but then she did hit that whistle note.
But see, you see how that's like throwing me off? What kind of singer are you? You over here 1 minute and you like which one, Candy?
Oh my God.
Know yourself. Learn who you really are on the inside.
Oh my goodness.
Anyway,
but it was funny because it was boring at first because SWV wouldn't get up. And what was so funny?
They was like,
because they were old and they had on like 10-inch heels.
Coco and them in their 50s, I think.
Yeah.
They ain't that old.
Yeah, they got to be around 50.
Because I'm 40, and I know they're older than me.
Because they were popular in their 20s.
Yeah, Candy Nam is older. Candy Nam is 50.
Which reminds me, one of the girls, like, Tiny's a grandmother.
And she's still like, raping
them. Oh, my gosh.
Allegedly.
Say what?
I said she's still... Nothing, I can't repeat that. It's wrong. I shouldn't have said it.
That was one thing I was saying. So I was like, how they let that rapist get on the stage?
Oh.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
How they let that rapist... Then she was talking about her husband. How y'all talking about that rapist? Allegedly. That Bill Cosby. I was like, see, this is why black people don't get ahead. Oh my... Like, the hypocrisy.
Yeah.
And then you want to cancel people, but yeah, you're not canceling people who need to be canceled.
It's like the reason why they be canceling people is stupid as hell.
Right, like Pepe Le Pew. Really? Anyway.
Because he a gay skunk.
He was
who
gay?
The fuck care? I mean, he still wanted the bitch every now and again, though. Oh, sorry. Right. I'm sorry. Because he was chasing after that one cat.
Right.
That he thought was a skunk because every time.
Because she would have like white paint on her back.
Yeah, for every episode she got caught up in paint. I think she was doing it on purpose. That's that toxic funny stuff. Anyway.
But yeah, but I was just like, why they got that rapist on the stage? But oh, anyway. And then Jermaine Dupri had came out, and I guess he done got uglier because he was dressed like he didn't want nobody to see him. He had on like all black, and then he had on like a black like fishing hat with
Black Shades by Dead Big. I'm like,
you know what? You know what? Jermaine Dupri probably got that Benjamin Button disease. Where you start out old.
You so stupid. And then, he always looked old.
That's what I'm saying. Jermaine Dupri was 13 and he was already balding. Like this shit is back shit. I ain't lying. Look at them old Chris Cross videos. You're gonna be like, damn,
Daddy, I'm still trying to figure out how he pulled Janet, but that's a whole nother story for a whole
nother. Oh, because he got money. That money long. Ain't got nothing to do with nothing else.
I don't know. Sometimes I'm
Janet for the streets.
I can't be.
She is. I mean, you can buy Janet. I'm sorry.
Right. I mean,
all her husband be having that grip. They be having that money. So.
And then, and she abandoned her first child, so she'll do anything. Allegedly.
So, the verses, it was all right.
It was really good. I liked the second part. The second part was actually decent because SWV actually got up and started, jamming. But one thing that I liked was, I didn't realize how many songs I knew but didn't know it was SWV.
It's always like that. You'd be like, I didn't know that was them.
Like, when they were saying, one of the middle girls, she was saying, oh, we were on Waiting to Exhale album. I was like, I know that was SWV.
That's always been a banger for me. I did know that. What I didn't know was that Escape had a song on the Above the Rim album until they said it. I was like, I
well, which is funny because both of them was on the album together.
Yeah, and SWV song was better.
Right.
That's the one they performed when they were dancing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, then they had a little dance routine and stuff. They was actually getting it.
I mean, Coco didn't do nothing but just, like, sling her braids around, but still, she was trying.
She was getting on my nerves with those braids.
And they were yellow. It's like, dang, girl, what you trying to do?
Right.
You 72. Anyway.
Right. But, speaking of Candy and escaping all of them, Candy did an interview with Drell LaVert daddy, Eddie LaVert.
He still look nice.
I know. Still looks exactly. Look nice. Looks exactly the same. When his son had died, he looks exactly the same. And then, anyway, Candy had did an interview with Eddie LaVert, and Eddie LaVert had asked her, you know, is there anybody you know that was kind of difficult to work with? And she was like, yes, Boyz II Men. Mm-hmm.
But you know, like I had
they
heard
got,
that
they
back
got
in
a
the
little
day.
Big-headed.
I had heard that back in the day. Right. A lot of people were saying that they had got real cocky after that first album.
Right. Ain't it the ones that slept with Destiny's Child too? Or am I thinking of another group?
You're probably thinking of B2K.
No. No. That's what.
That's too long.
That's too long.
It can't be.
I thought it was Boyz because they were popular because Destiny's Child was touring with them, were like opening for them.
It was known that Wanya Morris and Brandy had a little thing, but I don't remember them being linked to a girl group. Or, I don't know.
Dallas Austin said that. Yes, Dallas Austin said that.
Yep, he did. He sure did. Yep. He was like, I hated them or something. I didn't like them after that.
And then one of them from Boyz II Men had came out and was like, Candy ain't doing nothing. She ain't recording no new music.
Oh, that was Wanya. He the cocky one. Because Wanya was like, he wasn't like the lead because they were all pretty much.
Jagged Edge. That's who it was. Thank you, Shanafas.
Yes. Thank you, Shanafas. Thank you. Yes. I remember that.
I was like, they be blending in together. They all look alike sometimes.
I don't know. When I think about those 90 groups, they all were pretty much a carbon cut out of each other. It's like they all doing the same thing. So,
right. Especially since Cisco and Jodeci were singing the same damn way. You'd be like...
I feel like Cisco took that from Jodeci.
Yeah, he did.
Because Jodeci was doing their thing before Cisco all bald-headed ass came out.
Blonde-headed ass.
But anyway, I did like Cisco, though. But anyway, the verses for me, I think it was good because... I think it was good only because I got to see two of my favorite groups in the same room together.
I wanted to see Brownstone.
Heard it,
they had like great vibes.
Song had a song and a half.
If they you love me,
sing it.
If you trust me.
And people don't even know that's Brownstone.
You know what's funny? Brownstone done had more groups than they, I mean, more members than they had hits.
Yeah, because it was that one girl with them big lips. I think it was her.
Nikki Gilbert?
Yes, I think she was.
It was her. And then one of them had passed away, and then a couple of them had quit. So they had more members than they had hits. Shameful.
Damn, they sound like a Beyonce.
Destiny's Child. But Beyonce, but Destiny's Child had a lot more hits, though.
True that. True that.
A lot more hits, though.
I'm going to give them their flowers while they're still here.
Right. You still there? But what else happened? So you was talking about Trump the other day?
Yes, child. He done got banned from Facebook forever. I don't know if it's just Facebook. I think it's Facebook, Twitter, and Google.
Girl, Instagram, Periscope, Christian Mingle. Farmers Dating.
Trump cannot go on no social media platform under the name Donald Trump.
No.
Whatever his, you know, Donnie, whatever they call him at home.
What's another one? Is Instagram. Can't go on Instagram. He can't go
He can't even get MySpace, y'all.
He can't go on Grindr. He can't go on Black Christian Mingle.
Oh my goodness.
He can't go on Black Gay Child. He can't go on MySpace.
He can't be on Pinterest. They don't want him sharing no ideas. No ideas, okay? No.
They probably won't even let him on Parler. I think that'll be like the only one they'll let him on.
Well, Parler. He don't even need none of that because he done started his own website.
Ooh.
And it's called From the Desk of Donald Trump. So he was like, it's no judgment. The only thing that he can do on there is post stuff. Like, nobody can reply to it. Nobody can comment on it. It's
so
just
he
his thoughts.
He's a blogger now.
Pretty much.
He has a
but, like, people can be a part of it. Like, you can be a member of it, I believe, but you just can't interact with him or say anything back. And that's crazy. It's like how you know, when you're a kid and you just let your mama talk, you can't say nothing back. Right. You just got to let them talk. That's what that reminds me of. It's like,
it reminds
don't nobody
of, like,
care about your thoughts?
Like, him creating his own world. Like, you know, when you get friends and then one of them disagrees with you, like, I can't have you around me because you disagree with me. So I need everybody that's like-minded around me.
Got you. I got you.
That's what narcissists do.
Mm. And he's so good and he's very versed in that.
Right. But I don't like that they banned him because, I mean,
it goes against the freedom of speech.
Yeah. I mean, it's for everybody. It's not just for a selected few.
For the people who agree.
Right.
And I get that, you know, it's like, damn, why would you, like, do that to him when he can't even say anything? It's kind of like he an outcast. It's like, you over there and we over here. And I'm, by no means am I a Trump supporter. It's just that he's still a human being.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
We may not support him, but we do support his right to freedom of speech.
Yeah, I mean, let the fool talk so we can laugh. Sometimes we need to laugh.
Right.
And if we ain't got nothing to laugh at, then what we gonna do? We gonna be miserable. Because I used to laugh at him. I would see people be like going serious about Donald Trump.
Yeah, my mom used to be like, did you hear what he said? And I'm just like,
I was like, I did. I heard. Yeah, I thought it was kind of funny.
Right.
It was a couple black jokes I kind of laughed at a little bit.
Which one?
It was something about, like, how he would call... It wasn't like he was saying animals or something like that, but some of the stuff he used to say would be so ignorant that I would laugh.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
I'd be like, he is so stupid.
Like, you'll laugh out of, like, nervousness. Like, there are people actually still out here?
Yeah, like, it's like, come
and
on.
And then you realize he's, like, 80, 70 years old.
Why? Well, you wouldn't argue with your great-grandfather. You'll let him have it. Because he's old.
Right.
Let him have it.
My granddaddy was like that before he passed. He wasn't like racist, but, you know, he'll be like, them crackers. And I just like, granddaddy, you gotta
stop saying crackers.
Right. But with old black people, I kind of understood because, you know, they was brought up through segregation and all that stuff. And not being able to vote and all that stuff. So,
yeah.
I'm like, okay, I understand why you don't like white people.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a new day.
You're right.
New time.
So I thought that was funny when I heard that. I was like, okay.
Right. Speaking of old white men, you see.
They're everywhere.
Caitlyn Jenner running for.
Happy Mother's Day, Caitlyn Jenner.
Damn that!
No, it's Mother's Day.
He's not here.
That's why she's still here.
I give him some dead flowers.
You did an excellent job with your. How many?
I don't know.
A lot of kids. For her to be a woman now, she was slanging that thing.
I think it was just two.
She was slanging that thing.
It was two. Like, the first three are actually Kardashians, and the second two are Jenners.
No, I'm talking about Caitlyn.
Yeah. Oh, no, he had more than that.
Yeah.
There's two daughters with Chris, and then he had a couple of sons and maybe a daughter. Maybe like five or six kids.
He was slanging that thing for him not to...
not like, wanted.
To not like girls like that.
No, he do like women.
Even still?
Yes. I remember that was the whole, that was like the straw that broke the transsexual camel's back for me. When he did an interview, and I want to say it's with Diane Sawyer, which I love her. Yeah, but anyway,
cool, right.
She's invited to the picnic.
Right. Oh, yeah.
But
she might even be able to bring some potato salad. Maybe some macaroni.
I prefer Diane Sawyer than Barbara Walters.
Yeah, because honey, I ain't gonna talk about how she looked. That's not fair.
Right. Ooh, Barbara Walters.
Yes, that neck.
And that list. Anyway.
We're sorry, y'all.
God. They asked the question, like, are you a lesbian now?
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, no, I'm not. And it's like, but you're a woman and you still attracted to women. You want to be identified as a woman and you like women.
Oh, that's why he's a lesbian.
But he said he's not.
The fuck? So do he want men?
No, I don't know. Not to my knowledge.
No, he a lesbian. It is weird because he identifies as a woman. Didn't he get this change?
I believe so. I think he got it turned in outside of him.
Yeah, so he a woman now. I mean, aesthetically speaking, I mean, he ain't had no cycles and no babies and none of that. Like,
there's some women ain't had that either, so.
But still, though, they can know about it.
But no, what you think about him? Was it like for California, Governor of California?
Well, hell,
I mean, might as well. They already had a Nazi.
I think if they can have Ronald Reagan.
That's the next logical step.
If they can have Ronald Reagan.
Who's an actor.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, who's a Nazi.
Who's not. I ain't trying to be all about who from here and there. But he's not even from this country.
No.
So why not let a transgender.
I mean,
he won some Olympic gold medals.
Who did? Oh, Jenner. Yes.
Yeah, Miss Jenner. She did. So, I think she can. You know, I think she'll do a good. She can't do no worse than everybody else done.
Right.
And then maybe she'll bring more people out because you know how.
Girl, please.
No, because it seemed like people be liking to hear about people that are different from them. Like they want to see what they're gonna do. Like. You know, what's your superhero? You know what I'm saying? Like, she's not traditional from what they've been seeing. So, people will be like, let me see what she gonna do.
Yeah.
If she got that much balls to change her whole gender.
If she got enough balls to cut off her balls.
Let's see what she gonna do. I mean, she had balls. Like, she was born with them. And then she went to the doctor and she came out with none. It's like, let's see what she gonna
said,
do.
She said, I don't want these balls no more. You need to cut in.
I'm sorry, y'all. We're trying to be serious, but no, for real. For real, though. Like, I want to see what she gonna do. I don't even stay in California. I have no connection
to California. And that's probably more people gonna be moving to Texas from California.
I mean, I feel like she gonna do a good job.
You never know.
Because she got two ways to look at it. She got female and male.
She cock-eyed. Because they both going that way.
What is the next topic?
Oh my goodness. So last week we had talked about, we talked about Jocelyn. Was that last week or the week before last? Mm-hmm. With Jocelyn Hernandez and Wendell Williams. You know, speaking of trannies. And so
We got time to slam or something before we start.
Right. So, anywho, so this week is Erica Mena versus Wendy Williams, which is so stupid. So, Erica Mena, you ever watch Love and Hip Hop?
I did.
You know,
unfortunately, I did. I got stuck there.
So you know who Erica Mena
is? Baby Mama.
I don't know about Baby Mama, but they were dating.
Oh, okay. She's now dating
Safari, who was the ex of
Nicki Minaj, and who modeled to be a sex toy.
Which, oh my god!
I know. Let's keep on.
Anyway, now I see why she keep running back to him. Like, I don't blame her.
I would do
but then again, I'm going to need her to keep her mouth shut. So, and her legs open. So, she went on social media and talking to telling people she was pregnant. Like, full-blown pregnant. Like, not even I'm 5 minutes pregnant. It's
she was, I'm
like, about to bust.
Oh, wow.
And so Wendy Williams had said, girl, baby ain't gonna save no marriage. You look good, but y'all on here talking about y'all getting a divorce and yada, yada, yada. Stop putting your business on social media. Get your marriage together.
And oh, Wendy went in.
Yeah.
She tired of these reality
stars.
Yeah, she tired of them.
Right. And so here come Erica Mena. She said, which I kind of sympathize with her. Not sympathize with her, but I recognize the ignorance of her statement because she's a Scorpio. And sometimes we'll cut deep and say some stuff we really ain't supposed to say. Mm. So Erica Mena said, Wendy Williams, let's meet up and let me whoop your ass since your husband didn't do a good enough job.
That's that ratchet shit. Now I'm here for it sometimes.
Right.
But I don't know why they just spoke to my spirit. It's like, girl, shut up. Like, you in your grass. It's not that freaking green.
And mind you, Erica Mena used to get, you know, bounced up and down like a basketball. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Bye, bye, wow.
And that's the reason why
I'm saying, to her.
And that's the reason why it's like crazy. Why would you talk joke. Like that
yeah.
when you used to be a domestic, you know, a recipient of domestic violence?
Right.
Why would you think that's funny to some talking about that, like, about somebody else?
And then we don't even have any proof that
he was doing that.
That Kelvin was beating on Wendy.
Did she ever say he did? I don't remember her ever saying he was beating her.
I'm trying to think about it, and I don't think
I think Erica just
made meant more of a, like, an emotional abuser. I don't think it was like...
No, like, she ain't like a physical thing. She ain't thinking that deep.
I'm talking about Wendy.
Oh, okay, okay.
Wendy and her husband.
Okay, okay.
And even Kelvin had came back and was like, you ain't got no proof that I was a beater. Now, if somebody would have sued her for defamation,
yeah,
they would win because you ain't got no proof of nothing. But we do got proof of you saying that you have received, you know, you getting beat up and stuff.
Right, right.
You in the back of the limo in your white suit in Dallas, Texas, getting your
beating
ass
the shit out of him with that shoe.
Right.
I just watched it.
Oh, that was Tina Turner. You know what's on Hulu now? No, it's on Hulu and Netflix.
Netflix.
What's Love Got to Do with It?
I watched it on HBO Max.
You did?
Yeah. It was on HBO Max.
Yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
So, Erica, just chill. Like, quit trying to... First of all, we're not 20 years old anymore. We're grown women.
Right.
We're not beating ass. Not in a physical form anyway. Like, if you really want to get at her, it's ways to get at Whitney.
Right. Have a successful marriage.
Right. Prove her wrong.
Right.
I mean, why would you want to fight that lady at your age?
And in your condition.
You know what I'm saying? Like they said back in the day, not pregnant, condition.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You hear the, pity patter steps. But anyway, but yeah, she was stupid for that. And then she doubled down on it and was like, I'm not apologizing and yada, yada, yada. When everybody on Twitter in her comment section was just coming for her.
Yeah, it's stupid. It's dumb.
Right, and start pulling up that old clip when she's talking in front of a group of people and start breaking down crying because she was talking about how she used to get her ass whooped.
See? And you know how it is. Social media, if you say something, they going to find the receipts. Right. They going to come for you.
People be having time on their hands.
Since you've been away, boy.
Right.
I think it's because ain't nobody working right now. Everybody's sitting at home collecting stimmies, collecting income tax. And this is the time.
And unemployment. Oh,
and
I wish I could go back on unemployment.
Me. Child, I never got it, but I wish I could get it. But anyway, people got time maybe to come for you. So.
Right. So the last thing on the list, well, for Hot Topics, Snow White. My little sister had brought this up to me, and I had to look at her.
Go sit.
My big sister. She was like, oh, did you hear about people, they're trying to cancel Snow White because of consent and all that? And I was like, what the hell? Which, it makes sense. But I'm just like, that was so long ago. Leave it alone.
It's because it's at the Disney.
It was, yeah.
They still do it at the...
Yeah, it's the ride or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things where it's a product of its time, so leave it alone. Like, I remember when they was trying to cancel Gone with the Wind.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, just leave it alone.
Because of the black...
The slavery and all that other stuff.
The black representation in the movie.
No one cares. Well, I don't.
I care about representation when it comes to certain things. Probably not. Because the reason why I don't care about what for movies is because I don't have to watch that movie. If it's an all-white movie and I want to see more black characters,
then you go watch a black movie. But no, my thing is that movie, like both movies, the I was going to say Color Purple, Jesus, Gold to Win, and which I think that's on HBO Max too.
We're Going to Win.
Color Purple. Oh. But Gone with the Wind and Snow White is a product of its time.
Yeah,
that's what it was. Back then, you know, that's what you know, it's a fantasy.
Right.
It don't mean, like, of course, nowadays, what the princess did to Snow White was like, okay, yeah, you were kind of creepy.
Right.
Find a random girl in the forest, and you just come in and just kiss and you don't know her.
I mean, you right there with it.
Right. But it does speak to humans, because humans can be so weird, especially white men. Mm. It's like anything they find or they discover, they want to screw it first. Try to figure out ways to have sex with it. Men can be really nasty sometimes.
Oh, yeah, I know. I got brothers. Yes. Right. Living in a house with boys and... Yeah.
Right.
I think for me, with the whole Snow White thing, it's just this. I think in a little bit further part, because the fantasy part does make sense. It's like, it was a product of the times. It was the 30s. You're selling dreams to little girls so you can make money, you know. Right. A prince going to come give you a kiss.
And he going to marry you. From the wicked witch.
Right. And y'all going to be together. Y'all going to have like 5 kids and y'all cool. Mm-hmm. But my thing is this. It's like, why y'all trying to take... Y'all doing everything to take the shine off of y'all molesting children. And I know I'm going deep with this one.
Yeah.
But it's like, y'all saying, oh, y'all nitpicking. Y'all like, oh, he kissed her. She didn't consent to that. But y'all mad at me because I like little boys. That's where I'm at with it because it's like all these politicians coming out messing with little girls, messing with little boys,
yes,
doing this, doing that, sex trafficking and child pornography. And y'all worried about what's going on at the Disney World.
In a cartoon
that was drawn probably in the 20s, then come out to the 30s. Whatever came out the 40s. Y'all worry about that now in 2021.
You got your energy on the wrong thing.
And it's like y'all trying to take us, our you know, we see what y'all doing, but y'all trying to shift to say, oh, whatever.
Right.
He didn't consent. She let him. You know, no, it's like, come on now. That's what I thought about, and I probably went too far with it.
But no, you're right, because it's like there are actual real predators in real life.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get rid of those first before we start tackling cartoon fictional characters.
It's like, ain't like, nobody even checking for Snow White like that.
Right.
Everybody fuck with Cinderella. Like, but I'm just
like the thing about representation is like, yeah, let's put more black people in our movies so they get representation. Like, no, let's deal with the injustices that black people are dealing with first.
Yeah, because movies are still a luxury.
Yeah.
Going to the movies, seeing movies, that's a luxury.
Right.
Everybody in the hood ain't doing that shit. Like, they probably ever go to the movies. So why are we worried about representation in these $10 movies when we got all this other stuff to be
that's going
about?
On, right?
Yeah. So that's what I went far with it, but that's what I came up with when I thought about that.
You made perfect sense, though. But moving right along. So how you struggling? Ooh.
Now we're struggling with this camera.
Right. How you struggling? So let's talk about this one man now. He was struggling so bad. He was struggling so bad, he got him a PPP loan and then took that money and bought an alpaca farm. Now, let me tell you something. This is the funniest thing I have ever heard in my life.
Right.
So this man, what was his name? McIntyre. His name was McIntyre. He's the owner of Rasta Pasta Pizzeria with 10 employees. And he filled out for a PPP loan. He said he had 50 employees and got approved for a $600,000 loan.
$600,000, y'all. Y'all know how many zeros that is?
Right.
For the government to be giving one person? $600,000? That's crazy.
$600,000.
He must have really souped up that application.
Right. And then it says, then he, so when he got the money, he moved to Vermont.
Uh-huh. He sold the... pizza, that Rasta pasta.
Yeah, Rasta pasta.
Probably to the Jamaican.
That name alone, very problematic.
Oh, yeah, the most problematic part of the whole story. Why are you a full-blown white man naming your pizza place Rasta pasta?
So he's being charged with money laundering and wire fraud.
And he can face 40 years.
40 years. And he deserves every year, every minute, every second. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
But why, though?
Because he's white. Excuse me. Because I really get tired of people. When you look at the justice system, I really get tired of people who commit these fraud and what they call them, white collar crimes. They don't get as much time as drug dealers. Drug dealers get so much time. It's not equal. And to stealing someone's like 401k, stealing their life savings, you know, doing that type of stuff, to me, that's more detrimental.
Yes. I mean, that's livelihood.
Right, because if you taking someone's money who didn't give it to you. Nah, drug dealer, yeah, I willingly came to you and bought that crack. Mm-hmm. So, yeah,
not crack.
You know what I mean?
Whack.
Right, I done made too much money.
we don't buy crack.
Right, it's cocaine. Anyway.
Yeah, nose candy.
Anyway. But yeah, I get tired of those white collar crimes. They get off scot-free and then they go to like federal prison where that's like way easier than...
They in camps.
Yeah.
They're not in prison. It's hard. Rikers. They're not
in Guantanamo Bay.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? People come from those prisons and just jump off the bridge.
Right.
They did 20 years in that prison. They get out there because of the...
Yeah,
they break you.
Yeah, how they do in the prison. So I hope he gets every 40 years, and I hope he's in a maximum security.
He ain't going to no max. He going to a camp.
To a county jail.
Yeah, where he gonna be chilling and he gonna be making money off his farm. If they don't take it from him, he gonna be making money from that farm. All these other businesses that he created or opened up while he with his $600,000, he gonna be making money. So he did.
I'm trying to figure out why the hell an alpaca farm.
When I read the story, I was like, alpacas? Who the fuck do
that? Right. Maybe he was looking for Couscous. What's his name? From Emperor's New Groove?
Oh, yeah. He was an alpaca.
No, I think he was a llama in that movie. But,
yes, he was. Yeah, he was a llama. Right. Alpaca. Yeah.
They look alike to me. But anyway, but that was just, it was just like, why? Why, sir? Why?
But y'all need to be careful. I don't know who's out here, because I have heard of people trying to falsify. Because even on YouTube, it's like, y'all, if you work for DoorDash, you could get one of these PPP loans. Like, they even advertising that.
Yeah, and I don't want y'all. I keep seeing it on my fucking feed.
Right, and I just don't want nobody to think that it's free money. This man is going to go to jail for 40 years.
Well, it is free money.
It's free money, but you gotta pay a price. It's like a one. It's like the you gotta pay for your ticket right to the pen.
It says for forgivable loan.
It says forgivable, but they lying.
But you know, I'm scared. Even though I qualify
for it.
I'm just scared to get it. I don't want them saying nothing to me.
Oh, they gonna come for your ass.
I don't.
They coming for your ass if you get that loan.
No.
And you don't pay it back. They saying it's forgivable, but it's not.
Right.
If it don't measure, like when they start flipping them books and looking into each and every page that you done sent them, they be like, oh, he forgot to dot his I. 20 years.
Lock him up. Yeah, they'll give me 20. They'll give McIntyre a slap on the wrist.
Yeah.
Now, of course, he denies everything, blase, according to his lawyer. Whatever.
Right.
Another person who's struggling is Shekinah Glory.
Oh, poor Shekinah.
I mean, we're friends like these. Who needs enemies? That's another reason why I'm just like, why is tiny, tiny ass up there on that stage? She had on a diaper.
It's that booty pad. It's that booty stuff she
did. Yeah.
It don't even look right on her.
And then that African surgery she got on her eyes.
When she turned them blue?
Yeah.
Like, damn, what you trying to be? Like, just be who you are.
Right.
Damn, I be feeling bad sometimes when I be wearing my wig. Like, when I switch my wigs too many times. I'm like, damn.
Yeah.
People gonna be like, shit, who is this? Mm-mm. But she changing her body structure, her whole eyeball
face,
color.
Face don't
face, even. She lips and like, girl, just why are you doing all this?
That's right. Not, but anywho, so Shekinah was on. Shekinah was on social media, and you know, denying all the claims that are going that are against Tiny and T.I. about the drugging girls, underage girls, and all the other stuff.
Yeah.
And people was coming for Shekinah, and then Shekinah's like, "Why y'all coming for me? Tiny bald headed ass was just sitting over here telling me what to say." And Tiny was like, "I ain't tell you to say shit."
Okay, so I seen a different one. I seen one of so Tiny and T.I.
Y'all see how I broke my glasses?
Oh, shit. No, we won't give you no notice that. Tiny and T.I. are somewhat friends with a person named Sarah. Or is it
Who is Sarah? The girl Sarah? From the girl from Land Before Time?
Nah, I think her name is it's something with start with an S, either Sarah or Stacy. But anyway, so she was online and she was like, "Yeah, you know, T.I. put a gun in my head, and they be taking young girls and they be getting different women and stuff like that." So she goes on live. I'm sorry, I snored at times. Anyway, she go on live and she throwing them under the bus. So Shekinah come on there either the next day or a couple hours later, and she was like, "Oh, you mad at them because they not doing this, they not doing that." But you was the one helping them get girls. You was the one out there recruiting girls for them. Mm-hmm. You was the one out there in their bed. You mad because
you was the one.
Tiny, but you know, you got some of T.I. too. He gave you some of that, you know what I'm saying? So it's like Shekinah got on there and she was trying to defend.
Victim blaming.
She was trying to defend her friends, but she was spilling the tea as she was, you know.
Yeah.
She was like, "Oh, yeah, they was doing it and you was helping them." And it's like, Shekinah, like, chill. Like, you up here telling all
the things. Wish they asked him what the coochie tastes like?
Yeah, she was on there. I don't know about all that.
Okay. But maybe I'm making that up.
She was on there saying, "Oh, you met at them for doing it, but you was right there with them. Mm. You was getting the girls, too. Mm. You was doing this, too." So, so Tiny got mad at Shekinah, and she was like, "You talk too much. Like, bro, chill out. Why you smoking and high at the same time?" Anyway, so her and Tiny started going back and forth because she was like, "But you supposed to defend me? I'm defending you." It's a huge mess.
Right.
And it all boils down to the fact that T.I. and Tiny, they like to have extra people in their bed when they have
kids. Right. And ain't nothing wrong with that if everybody is a participant.
Everybody can
A willing participant. Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah.
If not everybody is a participant. I meant to say a willing participant.
Right, because sometimes you got to participate and you get that whip on you.
Right. Hey, yeah. Kalisha, it's all right. We just started. We just started like 5 minutes ago. You're not that late. Oh, my goodness.
If you just tune in, we talking about T.I., Tiny, Shekinah.
Right. All of them. But let's go and move on to, speaking of changing your face and your appearance, Serena Williams.
Ooh, that hurt my heart, y'all.
Serena Williams. And I was sitting there thinking, and my auntie, she loves Serena, like she loves the Williams sisters and all of that.
I think they're beautiful girls.
Really pretty. Yeah. Really beautiful. Mm-hmm. And so I sent my aunt the picture. I'm like, "Girl, I hope this was just a bad makeup job or the lighting was just wrong." But there are several pictures of her looking like that. Yeah. Of her looking like, I was like, "What the Sammy Sosa is going on?"
That's what it gave me. It gave me Sammy Sosa all day long because it looked like it's some type of yellow paint.
Yeah.
It don't look natural.
Like, yeah, no.
It's terrible.
Even her face, like, I didn't realize how strong and big her face was. No tea, no shade. Because I was thinking, I was thinking it was the whole thing. So I was just like, I don't remember her face. She looked like Gina. Like, it was just big and light skin.
She looked like the Bob from Martin. You remember when he was like,
"Yes, poor you." Yeah.
My thing is this. Listen. Serena, please. I hope that's just
right.
Like, I would hope.
But then I was sitting there thinking, who the hell approved these photos and put them online?
Who the hell want to be white? I'm not trying to be funny. I'm just saying, like, who the hell, like, if you black already.
Right.
I know you're married to a non-black man. And
a white man. That's what my sister kept saying. I was like, can you just stop? Because I'm holding on to faith.
What she kept saying?
She was like, that's what she gets. She around all the white people. I was like, person. It's her husband is white. She was like, yeah. It's other white people coming over there. I was like...
Your sister ain't lying, though.
Look, girl, but just stop. Girl,
you know what? I don't know. Like, for me, it don't matter who I'm around. I can be around all whites, all Latinos, all Asians, all, right. You know, West Indies, whatever, you know, whatever, Africans. Right. I'm still going to be LaPree. I don't give a damn.
But you see what happens, black men, when you don't protect women? Because remember when she was with Common?
Yeah. When she was with Common, when she was with Drake, all these black, high-profile black men, they could have been like, baby, you beautiful. I love your chocolate. But nah, you say that.
She the guy with a white man, and now she
a
muppet.
You say that, but you make fun. You say I love your chocolate. You say I love your brown skin. You say I cherish you. All that chocolate legs, all this music I make. But at the same time, your and we talk about representation.
Yeah.
But your representation in your videos and in your pictures and all that is not...
Like Drake's baby mama, who's a whole hoe.
Damn, you know her. You know her perfectly.
A whole hoe.
Right.
Like, I ain't gonna go too far and say a porn star, but she's an Instagram model, and that's close enough to for me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a whole hoe. And she was just, I think she's like white. Tish, she ain't dark. She ain't black.
White Tish.
Because she could be one of those, like, somewhere in Europe.
What the Kardashians are?
Yeah, they're like Greek, I think.
No, they're not Greek.
What you call them?
Albano. Albano. Yeah, I'm sorry. They are from...
I don't know where Drake's baby... No, but, shit. The Kardashians, I think their daddy was Greek. That's why they have those kind of features where they don't look full Anglo-Saxon white.
Full European. You know.
They're European, Britain. But they on the east side.
Yeah.
Where people get darker.
Yeah. Where the sun be at.
Right.
The sun be at. And people be sitting outside and they get a little tan.
Right.
Yeah. Albanian. Is it Albanian? It's Albanian. I gotta look it up.
Because albino.
It's not albino. I said it wrong.
Yeah.
I think they're Albanian.
Oh, I think that is. I think that is what, yeah.
Yeah.
From Albany. I'm joking. Let's go on. Let's go ahead and go into some what you watching. What y'all been watching on your phones, on your tablets, on your TV. What you been watching?
Well, I have been watching the Selena, the series.
Beady, beady, bum, bum.
Hey.
Beady, 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 bum, bum. That's the only song I know.
Yeah. I don't know what I just said. I like If I Could Fall in Love. I think that's what it's called.
Oh, that sounds like a good...
You know that song.
No, I don't. I told you beady, beady, bum, bum was the only song I know.
Well, that one banging. That one banging.
That's the only song I know because that's all I learned. Spanish class.
So, y'all, if y'all watch the movie and if you watch the series, you'll see a big difference.
Why are they instead of making... Okay, go ahead.
Because when you have a cash cow, you gotta run it dry.
Why are people watching it? We all know how it ends. It's like watching Titanic multiple times. You already know how it's gonna end. Why are you instead of watching it?
With the movie, I think the movie is more so... nostalgic, it pulls at your heart. That's like watching Friday more than once. That's like watching Rush Hour. That's like watching a series, Golden Girls, over and over. It's like nostalgic. It makes you feel something. So when I watch the Selena movie, it's not that I don't know she about to get, you know what I'm saying? By Yolanda, I'm sorry, I had a moment. By Yolanda,
Adam?
The same thing, Yolanda.
I'm just joking.
But it's like watching Boys in the Hood, and we were like, Ricky, don't Ricky.
See, that's why I don't watch that movie. I don't watch that movie just because of that. Yes. I refuse to watch that movie ever again.
And that's what I'm saying. That's what it is with Selena. It's like you feel something and maybe you feel some type of way or whatever. Now, the series, I would say, very bad acting. Netflix, y'all got so much money to be playing with us like that. Very bad Tyler Perry style wigs. And I'm a wiggy. I don't know if that's the thing, but I'm a wiggy.
Right.
I love wigs. I'm going to get the nicest one. I'm going to get the cheap ones, too. I'm going to get all of them. But anyway, the wigs that they had in that movie, it hurt my soul.
You so stupid.
It hurt my soul. It's like, this don't
look But good. You said the acting was bad, too?
The acting was bad.
So why is you watching that?
It was like they went to the acting school and was like, who a senior? Let me get you. You know what you're doing. So I watched it because it did have
Happy
stuff.
Mother's Day, Kalisha.
Thank you, Kalisha. I'm sorry, I'm rambling.
She said watching Delilah.
What's that?
Who is that?
I'm sorry. Who that saying that? That's Kalisha. No. Kalisha.
Okay, go ahead. Move on.
Anyway, I watched it because it had some stuff about Selena that I didn't know. I didn't know that she had to drop out of school because she was doing good in grades, but her teachers was like, she ain't never here.
Yeah.
Drop her. You know, we're going to drop her.
Oh, damn.
She met Beyonce met her at a mall in Houston. I didn't realize how controlling and how passive aggressive her dad was. It was either like either you do this or you don't do it. If you don't do it, you out the family, you know. And especially on her older brother. And I know the movie was about Selena, but it highlighted her older brother and the pressure that he put on that boy, that young man, that boy, to be a successful songwriter. And it's like, I've never, and then right, it's like somebody saying, okay, you know English, I want you to write hit songs in French. And it's like,
no,
I don't know no French. Oh, you can learn. Just listen to the French tapes. And so that's how it was.
Voulez-vous coucher avec moi?
Ce soir. That's all you getting from me. Stop playing with me. That's all you getting. Oui, oui.
Right. But, je m'appelle André Jackson. That's all you getting.
Jackson, what he just said. Whatever, oui, oui. But no, that's what from the first part of it, it highlighted how hard the father was on them and controlling. Like, he didn't want Selena to date. He didn't want the older sister to date. The older son got married and had a baby, but he was still hard on him. He controlled those kids up until the day Selena left, and Selena was in her late 20s.
So a perfect way to stop being controlling.
Right. So that means her older brother probably was older.
Yeah.
You know, older, past 30. So he's a dominated man, and I don't like it when I see stuff like that, because it's like you see these success stories, but you see, oh, I'm successful, but there's so much pain.
Yeah, that's the sad part.
That's the part I don't like.
Girl, which reminds me. Right, which reminds me, I had just got through watching United States versus Billie Holiday. Mm-hmm. Now, when I tell you, that was good. That was really, really good. It was about, so when I watch documentaries, I'm expecting like the Ray Charles and the What's Love Got to Do With It kind of way, where we go from when there was a kid all the way up to like current.
That moment. Right.
Yeah. But the way that they're doing it now, they're surrounding it around one moment in time. Like how the Ma Rainey Black Bottom was just centered around that one recording session.
Yeah.
But, and so the U.S. versus Billie Holiday was just surrounded by the controversy she had around her song Strange Fruit. Mm-hmm. And how the government was trying to take her down and tell her to stop singing the song.
Mm-hmm.
Because lynching was legal, but still is.
Wow.
It's not considered a hate crime. But, and so she wrote the song Strange Fruit, well, was singing the song Strange Fruit, and so the federal government was trying to get her to stop singing it, and Billie was kind of messing herself up because she was a heroin addict.
Mm. Right.
She was on the Heron.
The Heron.
And so they kept, like, trying to bust her for drugs and stuff.
And the sad thing, she was a shoot-up heroin.
Yeah.
I don't know why there's a difference between drugs, but it is.
Yeah.
People who shoot up versus snorting.
Yeah, you don't snort heroin.
You can't.
You probably could, but I don't think so. Okay. I've never, when it comes to heroin, I always see people
shooting it up.
Mm-hmm. And so, and that's what she was doing throughout the movie. And then she ended up being in a relationship with one of the federal agents that ended up, like, getting her locked up the first time, which is so funny. So what had happened was the FBI had, like, the colored division where the black folks was, like, going into Harlem or going to different places trying to bust people for drugs and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so there was this one that busted Holiday for her drugs, and then he ended up apologizing and ended up having a nice relationship until the day she passed away at the age of 44.
Wow.
Yeah.
She was that young.
She was young. She was, I think it was, like, bad liver. I think she had, like, cirrhosis.
Probably from drinking.
Drinking too much. And smoking like a choo-choo train.
Oh, she smoked cigarettes.
Yes. Yeah. Speaking of somebody who smokes cigarettes, I just started watching the... I'm loving these segues I'm making up.
Right, right.
But I just started watching Genius, Aretha Franklin, on Netflix.
She smoked
cigarettes. Girl.
No, she did not.
You didn't know that?
Aretha Franklin?
I always knew Aretha smoked cigarettes.
How you know?
Because I would see old clips of her, like, in studios, and she had them Newports.
Wow. Not a Newport.
She probably had a cool 100, like I do. She was sitting holding
the
cigarette.
She probably had a Marlboro back then. Right. Newports weren't, like, popping like that.
She.
Wow. Are you serious?
Respect, like this.
I am shocked, for real.
Yes,
you did not know that. I just learned that Whitney Houston smoked like 2 years ago.
Oh, good. Where you been?
I think it's because of the voice and how it sound. I'd be like, you ain't no way you smoking and doing that.
Well, no, it'd be good at first, but then you know when they get older, that's when it starts. And you can tell with Whitney. When she got older, it was like, okay,
yeah,
I see you. Yeah. And it's and especially Aretha.
I think she smoked Misty's.
You so stupid. No, they was, I know for sure her and Bible, they either Newport or Marlboro Reds.
Yeah, I can see Marlboro Reds.
Yeah.
I can see that. Because, well, I don't know, Marlboro Reds probably for Baltimore. I thought he was from Baltimore, but Whitney was from New Jersey.
Right.
New Jersey, like, they a little different from everybody else.
Yeah, right. But yeah, the Billie Holiday thing was really nice. Did I cry? I cried a little
you
bit.
Cried. If you gotta ask, you cried.
Right, yeah. And then I'm just on, so the Aretha Franklin thing, I want to say when it was on TV, they did it like a 3-night special kind of thing.
Okay.
I want to say that, I'm not too sure, but on Hulu, it's like 8 episodes. And it's from Genius, which is a series that do dramatic documentaries on people's lives. Like, I think the first one they did was, shit.
Genius? Is that a book?
From National Geographic.
Oh, okay.
But, the first one was Albert Einstein.
Oh.
And then, I can't remember what the second one, but they're on their third season, and the third one was Aretha Franklin. And it's like 8 parts, and they're like 50 minutes each.
Okay.
And it's really good. Like, when I say I'm just on the second episode, I'm finna finish this today.
It's good.
Like, oh my gosh.
They telling us stuff we don't know.
No, they tell us stuff that I knew and I was waiting for them to tell it. That'd be the best one
right there too. That'd be the best one.
It's like gritty. Gritty, dark, and shady. Because back in the day, I mean, not back in the day, like I was there. So I read that Aretha Franklin's daddy was a little shifty. Mm-hmm. He was like, had sex parties and all this other stuff. Uh-huh. Was going down in the Franklin house. Yes. And her daddy was a pastor.
Girl,
stop. So he will party horny and pass, drinking and pass her around on Saturday night and then being a pass on Sunday
and pass her.
Yeah,
after he did it, he passed her.
Right, and so their hint, and then so I remember reading about that, about her father, and then I had also read that allegedly Aretha Franklin's daddy
was the father of her first child.
Her baby daddy. I think I heard that.
I heard that.
Yeah.
But I don't know if they're going to put that in there.
They ain't going to put that in there.
Yeah, no, I don't know.
That's family secrets.
And no. Then I also heard that she was, like, fooling around with Sam Cooke when she was underage.
I heard that.
And so they just introduced Sam Cooke in the second episode, so I can't wait to see how that goes.
So they won, like, they was, like you said, under secret, yeah.
And then they also showed Aretha Franklin, like, being involved with a man who was a friend of her daddy's. Like, she met him when she was, like, 10, 11. And then she ended up growing up and actually being with him. And he was
her manager
and her husband. He was
That's very weird.
Mm. And then her dad.
It's like, I'm waiting on you to grow up one more year. Right. One more year. I'm going to tell you that.
Like, right. And then what was sad about it, like, the daddy knew, but her dad was like, you need to get away from him because he's giving you bad advice and yada, 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 yada. The only thing I don't like about it is that they have, like, flashbacks and flash forwards. That's the part that gets on my nerves.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they telling the stories, like, not in...
It's not chronological.
Thank you.
Like,
yeah.
It's all over the place.
Yeah.
So it's 63 and then 81. Like, right. What happened to all the years in between?
Yeah. So what they do is, like, the first episode started out when she was 25.
Mm-hmm.
When she came out with, you know, Never Loved a Man the Way I Loved You.
Yeah.
And then they kept flashing back to her being a child.
Was she talking about that old man?
She was talking about him. Cause they had a whole, Cause, you know, the first part was, you're no good.
Yeah.
You a liar and you're a cheater. Come find out he was a pimp too. Like, when I say it's so much going on,
girl, Aretha Franklin did all
that. Right. And then I like the woman who plays her. I'm glad I did not watch the one with Jennifer Hudson because I would be comparing the two.
Oh yeah.
And but I think the woman, even though she doesn't aesthetically look like Aretha Franklin the way Jennifer Hudson does, but she does, like, sound like her when she's talking. And when she sings a little bit, you can hear Aretha twang in her
singing voice. Let me ask you this, because you love that genre. Don't you think Jennifer Hudson's voice a little bit more powerful than Aretha's?
Mm-mm.
You don't think so?
Well, no.
Sorry.
I think if you're comparing to, like, the prime of both people, no.
No?
Aretha Franklin was the bomb.
No, she was and she is. I'm not taking it away from her.
Maybe if she was smoking them Newports.
Because I feel like Jennifer Hudson, her voice is clear.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like you get there fast. I don't know. I'm tripping. Let's go ahead.
I think the only thing Jennifer Hudson is, like, good for is, like, screaming, which, you know, it ain't bad. It's nice. It's cute.
Yeah, it's controlled.
But Aretha, she ain't called the queen of soul for nothing.
Oh, no. You feel her music. Like, I ain't never heard a Jennifer Hudson song like, oh, I feel it. I want to cry. Aretha?
Yeah.
If you listen to...
I thought you was about to cough. I had to back
up. I was sent to... What's the song that's on the Waiting to Exhale soundtrack? That's just one album.
Girl.
Hurts Like Hell. Hurts Like Hell will have you in your feelings. You ain't broke up with nobody in 10 years.
Love was always supposed to be.
Man.
Something wonderful to me.
I'm telling you, you're going to cry. It don't matter what you're going through in life. That song, it speaks to you.
It hurts so bad.
So, yeah. Whitney Houston. I mean, not Whitney Houston. I'm sorry.
Yeah. And that was Aretha, like, in her 40s, I think.
That was her in her prime.
Yeah.
I feel like your prime is a little bit older when you get a little bit more seasoned.
And that's when she got really fat.
But she sang.
Right. She
can hold her notes in that stomach.
Right.
Tough.
Right. She had big breasts and a big old stomach. Just hold all that air.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right.
And that's why it surprised me that Whitney Houston could sing that good. Because she was like,
you're so thin. You're so skinny.
It's like, girl, where you get all that from?
Right. Her mama, I guess.
She get it from her mama.
Right. And, you know, she used to sing background for Chaka Khan.
Yeah, I did.
Her and her mom and Luther Vandross.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, that's what I'm waiting on, too.
What?
A Chaka Khan documentary. Y'all ain't going to hear from me. I'm going to lock myself in my room with my phone on. Do not disturb.
Leave me alone.
Because I'm going to watch about 5-6 times.
Listen.
But what's another thing I didn't watch? So I didn't watch. Yeah, let's move on because it was. Oh my God. So how long we been on live?
We have been online for
Because we got to be
an careful. Hour and 14 minutes.
I'm gonna say, we got to be careful on doing these 2-hour shows. So, I watched New Mutants.
Okay.
Which was kind of good. New Mutants. N-E-W-M-U-T-A-N-T-S. It was a Marvel movie on Netflix. It was supposed to come out 50 years ago, but it kept postponing it. And it finally came out.
Huh? Because of COVID.
Yeah. Because of Corona, they kept postponing it. And so it finally came out, and I was so mad because this movie was really, like, highly anticipated. I really wanted to see it. But it was so lackluster. It was crappy. The writing was shoddy. It was just like the whole package just did not do it for me. And the movie, and I didn't even get into it, what the hell the movie is about. The movie's about these kids who are mutants, but they're like teenagers. Mm-hmm. They're just not coming into their, like, just not finding out about their power. And so, well, this is what it is in the trailer. In the movie, it's not actually like that. Mm-hmm. But in the trailer, which is another part that pissed me off. So, in the trailer, they all go to, like, this hospital kind of thing where they're supposed to learn about their powers and try to control it. But there's something going on. Something scary is going on. At the hospital. And then, you know, and that was really it. So it's like, oh, my gosh, this is going to be, like, a thriller or a horror movie. Like, with horror movie tropes. It was supposed to be scary. It's not, like, uplifting or like upbeat like Avengers kind of movie.
Right.
Yeah, it was supposed to be like dark and gritty and in this psych ward kind of like hospital.
I don't like when it's like that.
I do because I did like Glass.
I did not.
Was it? Yeah, Glass. Yeah. But yeah, that's what it was supposed to be. And then I actually watched it. And then they had a lesbian couple in there. I'm out, huh?
Why you gotta add the lesbian couple?
Cause it didn't go anywhere.
Oh, it was just.
It wasn't. It was. It's
like, let's just throw this in there.
Yeah, like it didn't play a part in. It didn't play a part in the plot of the movie, right. Or it didn't help push. I don't think it helped push the movie forward. I think it was just one of those where it's like, yeah, let's go ahead and just throw a lesbo in there.
Yeah, that's
what it felt like.
Right.
It felt like an afterthought because it's these two girls in there. One's a newcomer to the psych ward or whatever, mm-hmm. and one has already been there, and the one that's already been there is kind of showing her the ropes and stuff. Mm-hmm. So it could just easily be just two girls who are just friends.
Right.
But instead, they made them into like a lesbian couple, and I, as someone who was damn near 30, not interested at 13-year-old lesbians.
It's because it's a lot of people are. And I told you that. I'm not saying it for me. But we just talked about the pedophile.
Yeah.
They not making movies for people who have a normal adult brain. They making movies for people who want to see little kids in the sexual act.
Yeah, or like romantically together. And then there was like a shower scene too.
See?
And
honestly, like, I ain't gonna say a normal, but if you're like 13 and you're just trying to figure out what's going on with yourself, sex is like the furthest thing from your mind.
Okay.
For me, I'm speaking from Zion. Okay, I'm not speaking for everybody. For me at 13,
somebody who got pregnant in high
school. I know. I said at 13. I didn't say 16. Hey, listen, I'm just saying. At 13, I wasn't thinking about sex. I really was not thinking about sex at 13.
Right.
So why would you put that in the movie? Because you want people to be.
Yeah, especially since the movie, it wasn't rated R, but it was kind of adultish. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, why even put that in a movie? And then there was a shower scene where they're showing their back, but the new girl had like some huge ass breasts and they were just showing like side boob. And I was like, mind you, this girl's like 13, 14, 15 years old.
Right.
Like, that's her character.
Right.
Why are you showing them in a shower looking at each other?
See.
So weird.
Over-sexualized.
Yeah.
All the time.
So nasty and so rude and so disrespectful. And I'm trying to think what else. It was some other stuff in there, but it was all boring.
Yeah.
It was one of those movies, like movies lately, because like movies lately, I've learned how to fast forward through the shit I just do not want to see. And New Mutants was one of those where I just kept fast forwarding through it. Like, I don't want to see, like, I want to see the scary stuff. Mm-hmm. And then when it finally came, it was like, oh.
Yeah.
It really wasn't even that scary. And then by the time you're halfway through the movie, you kind of figured out the plot, you know, the rest of the movie anyway. Because there's supposed to be like a twist to it. Uh-huh. Where I'm going to tell y'all, because ain't nobody, don't watch it. So, the thing is, the twist is the newcomer is the one that's causing all the scary stuff in the hospital. Mm-hmm. Where she's taking folks' fears and using it against them. That's her power, which is shitty.
Right. Who wants that fucking power?
No. Well, you don't pick it. But it was like...
But I'm just saying.
But it was just weird, though, because... Come to find out, okay, the reason she ends up in the hospital, okay, I'm gonna move on after this. The reason she ends up in the hospital is because she's Native American, and she ends up, her village or whatever, mm-hmm. the trailer parks that the Native Americans were living in got destroyed by this huge ass monster, which come to find out it was a bear, which it came from her while she was sleeping. And that's the same look I had on my face when I figured it out. And then she ends up killing her own daddy because the monster that she created ends up killing her father and the people that lived in the village. And then she ends up at the hospital and then end up fucking at the hospital and scaring all the people who's living there.
It's too much.
But it was so stupid.
It's too much going on.
So stupid.
Yeah, it's too much.
It had a couple of, it had like one more other twist in there, but... And then they had a girl that had, like, it was a subplot of this girl who was, like, a douchebag because she ended up getting molested by a group of people. And I was just like, here we go again. Here we go again.
They, every chance they get, they throwing it in.
They throwing it out there. Like, what the fuck? Was this movie made by NAMBLA?
What?
Like, what the hell?
Damn, Jess.
You ever heard about NAMBLA?
No.
Girl, it stands for North American... North America, like, Men Boy Loving Association.
I wish I would.
Let me roll up on a convention. It's a league of pedophiles.
Let me roll up on a convention.
I'm trying to go to the
gas station.
Right.
And I see the convention center, and they got a big ass sign out there saying, "Men who love little boys, welcome here."
Right.
I'm spazzing. I don't give a fuck if my kid's grown or not. Anyway, I'm sorry I'm cussing because that's crazy.
And so
ain't nobody about to accept y'all.
No.
Pedophiles, ain't nobody about to accept y'all. Stop it. Ain't nobody gonna do
or
that.
Or accept your lifestyle.
And no. You know, who gonna be bad. Like, yeah, he just love little boys. Like, no, I wanna
just
say
stop it.
Yes.
Just stop it.
We not
do what gay people do, live in secrecy. Jesus.
Anyway. I don't want that either. But I'm just saying, ain't nobody about to accept y'all.
Yeah, stop pushing your agenda.
Right.
Oh my God, life done came full circle. Anyway. oh my God, speaking of gay people, I was watching I am on a roll.
You are
So I was watching this documentary called Pink Triangles, mm-hmm. where it talked about gay people in World War II. Mm-hmm. It was very interesting because when the Jews and stuff were, when Germany had invaded Poland back in 1939, they made Jewish people wear like the Star of David,
yeah,
and then they made gay people wear pink triangles.
I did not know that.
Yeah, and they were like, I knew about it. Oh, I remember because back in the day, many moons ago, I had did Anne Frank and Me, mm-hmm. in high school, mm-hmm. and that's one of the small thing I had found out, but I didn't even. It didn't register to me, mm-hmm. until now. I'm just like, oh, snaps. Okay, mm-hmm. that's what my drama teacher was talking about. Because some people did have to wear pink triangles. But anyway, so the pink triangles, like, yeah.
Wait, what if they weren't out yet?
It didn't matter.
So they decided
some to people, you gay? Some people were out, and some people, it will be, okay, so this is the thing. So back in the day, like, being gay was not a bad thing in Germany.
Because it's Europe.
But, because they had, like, gay bars and stuff.
Yeah.
But
Europe,
then,
Europe is light years.
Right, away, yeah. But then they ended up making it illegal, and so what they would do is they will, you know, bust down gay bars and stuff, mm-hmm. and be like, who do you know? Mm. And then, you know, you got an address book full of men. It was like, okay, all these men must
little
be gay.
Black book. Little black book. See? Right now, your stuff down in there. Yeah.
It was like, get you caught up. Ray, get your address book, and it's like, oh, these men must be gay because they're affiliated with you. And
yeah.
They end up going to capture them, and, you know, some of them, a good deal of the gay people and the Jewish people that were in those concentration camps together. Well, gay people were separated from the Jewish people.
Yeah.
And so some of them were, like, experimented on, and...
So were all the gay people Jewish?
Not necessarily.
Okay. So they could...
They
so
were just gay.
Some Germans?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, there were German Jews, too.
No, I'm saying it was, like, the blonde hair, blue-eyed German.
Oh, yeah. No, if you was gay, you was in there.
So it didn't matter right. If you were Jewish or not?
Nope. And then what was so funny was that... Girl, it's a whole thing. I'm going to have to send it to you. But it was this one band that was kind of... He was, like, on the same level as Hitler was before he became, like, the all-supreme person that he ended up being. Mm-hmm. And he was gay.
Oh.
But, you know, he really...
You know, you said Hitler.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Could have been. Because they said he had a little boyfriend, too.
Mm-hmm.
Standing right next to Eva Braun.
Eva Braun was just a cover-up. I'm sorry.
Right.
Hitler. That's the ultimate in the closet energy that he gave us.
But the man was supposedly gay. And then one night, Hitler had got, you know, some of his goons and went in and ended up killing the guy and, like, a few of his associates that were also gay.
Oh, no.
And what was so funny was years later... The, what is it called? The Stonewall Riots had happened. Yeah. Like, on the same night that, not the same night, but it was, like, the same day.
Same time.
Years later.
Yeah. A
couple of decades later, maybe. Because this happened, I want to say 38, 37, 30. Maybe?
30 or 40?
30. In the 30s.
Because Anne Frank was in 42, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, it was... This is before uh-huh. him actually taking power and actually starting what happened, which eventually came
That's
to World
crazy.
War II.
Can you imagine that Hitler was so trying to stay in the closet that he started a whole ass war?
Girl.
Like, oh,
against gay people and Jewish people.
And they say that he's mad that he's Jewish, but maybe he's mad that he's gay.
He's a gay Jew. Damn.
Let me get some of this deciding on that one.
Right.
That right there, I feel like now I done learned something. I'm looking at that war and the Holocaust in a whole different light because I didn't never know. I don't know about this movie. So when I'm thinking about this movie, it's like these people are being exposed without coming out on their own.
Yeah,
and it's like
they eventually made a law that it was against the law. Like even if you got caught looking at a man the way you know, like if you got caught looking at more men like, than women, they're like homo or
but why
are
you looking at me? Looking at men? Stop looking at me! Stop looking at me! Don't worry about how I'm looking at somebody else. It's my eyeballs,
right?
I can look at them nigga if I want to. I might try to see what kind of shoes he got on.
That was it, right? Or what kind of suit jacket? Where'd you get this from? This is Gabardine.
Like, yes,
this is Gabardine because it's making me itch.
The material.
Like, yeah.
And throw the shade at the same time. The material.
But then they also had gay bars too, so they will, you know, have raids and stuff and just arrest people. It's really bad.
It'd be so complicated to me. I feel like people make it so complicated. It is what it is. I mean, sex is like, and I told Dre this, I tell all my friends this, sex is like this small part of your life. It's so much more to Dre
right.
than what he does sexually. It's so much more to LaPree than what I do sexually. Why the hell are we focused so much on that part?
On some of you doing the privacy of your home.
Your own home.
It ain't like I'm outside doing it.
I mean, not y'all know of.
You said it.
I'm a square. I don't be doing that. I swear
Why
to God.
Why not? It's actually fun.
Straight bedroom for me.
Especially when it's cool outside, in the booty call hours from like 2 to 4, where it's like cool outside.
True. It's, yeah.
Right?
It's a little nice. The car be a little, anyway, so.
No, outside, not in the car.
Oh, outside.
Let's take a long walk. Oh, around the park after dark. Yeah, right.
Find a spot. Okay.
Right. Oh my goodness, what else?
What we got next?
No, you said you was watching Pose. You watch Pose, right?
Yeah, I watched Pose the first and second season, so
yeah. I had read somewhere that it might be canceled after the third season.
Which makes me say I love Pose.
Right. And my sister's gonna say, isn't that being canceled, maybe they're just ending on a high note. And I was like, girl, who the hell wants to end a TV show? Ends a TV show after the third season?
Oh, yeah.
Like, no, after 3 seasons, like, no, you want to kind of keep going, see how far this goes. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. But it was just weird, though, because someone had sent me the article. And it was like, look what's happening. And we don't get, black gay representation and queer as folk lasting for 5 years. How come we don't have shows? Because this is not the only show. Back in the day on Logo, there was this show called Noah's Ark.
Yeah, I'm reading something.
Yeah. And it only had 2 seasons and a movie. And that's it.
You think it made people nervous?
It was on Logo.
Still.
Jocelyn
got the number one, show in the country. And it's on Versus. Oh, whatever it's called.
Title. No, because I was reading somewhere Jay-Z has sold it.
He sold Title?
Yeah. Wow. For millions of dollars. But Zeus.
Yeah, it's on Zeus.
Zeus.
Number one show
in Zeus in the country.
I mean, I said
Pose really wasn't on. Is it on regular TV?
No, it's on.
It's on streaming sites.
Yeah, it's on.
So why the hell do you care?
RuPaul's network.
RuPaul ain't got no damn network.
Oh, the network that he keep his show on.
Logo.
Yeah, Logo. Okay, yeah, yes, on Logo. But anyway, I feel like Pose was a good show. It has the type of.
I feel bad because I didn't watch it. I didn't watch nothing.
I feel bad about it. It wasn't like award winning.
I don't want to see Billy Porter.
I like Billy Porter. It wasn't like an award winning show, but it could keep your interest.
Yeah.
And it wasn't just about being gay. It was about like family and loyalty.
Yeah.
And then the culture.
Because don't get me wrong, wasn't that supposed to be like the sequel to Paris is Burning?
So I haven't seen Paris is Burning.
What the hell is wrong with you?
Stop acting black right now. Black people, they always do that.
No, that's a gay thing.
Oh, you ain't seen Titanic?
That's a gay thing. Because, no, I remember seeing it as a kid. Like, that was, you got to watch it. It's better. Yeah. But I want to say that's where Pose got his idea from.
Oh, well,
from
from the culture of the...
Yeah,
of
the ballroom.
Ball, yes. I love it. I love, I'm here for it.
Yeah.
I love every bit of it.
Yeah, I'd rather watch... Paris is Burning. Because Paris is Burning, they end up shooting the documentary like around the hype of the HIV AIDS pandemic.
Oh, yeah.
And so some of the people who were in the documentary end up dying, end up passing from complication of AIDS.
Wow.
So, yeah, you gotta watch it. It's really, really good. And then some of those people end up being like on Sally Jensen's show. Sally Hansen?
Sally. Raphael.
Yeah. They end up being on her show, I want to say.
Sally Jesse.
Yeah, thank you. And they end up being on, what's her name?
Ricky Lake?
No. She was a comedian.
Roseanne.
Joan Rivers. They end up being on Joan Rivers' talk show a couple of times, too. Mm-hmm. And, I would rather watch that than watch a TV show, drama... being dramatic about it.
Yeah, drummed up. I mean,
yeah,
written up or whatever.
Dramatizations.
There you go. But I like Pose just because I like just to see that little. Because I never watched that movie, but I might watch it. I'm going to watch it.
It's on Netflix.
I think I did see that. Yeah, I seen that.
Netflix be having all the gay shit on there. That's why I like it. And Hulu trying so hard
to stay up there with Netflix.
Yeah. And we, because Hulu is like owned by Disney, I don't think they're going to have a lot of LGBTQ plus stuff on there.
If they know, like I know they don't.
Right.
Because that's what it is now. I'm sorry. And I'm not trying to promote anybody to change who they are and love something different than what they love. But I'm saying right now,
they better get with the times.
The gay community, or I ain't gonna say the gay community, the LGBTQ community.
RSTUV. It's
live, it's lit, and it's like.
It lit.
They in your face, and you know what? I think they deserve their time. Deserve their time. It's busting. Literally busting. Nah, I feel like they deserve their time. They deserve their time. Just like we had our time from the beginning of time, Adam and Eve, I feel like it's time for people to be who they want to be.
Yeah.
Don't look at me like that.
Look at, you brought up Adam and Eve.
I'm just saying, the beginning of time was that. But
allegedly, we went there. At the beginning, it was just Adam by himself. What was he doing?
He was with that horse. We ain't getting into
that. Right, stuffing them turkeys.
Listen, we're not getting into that.
Right, as a matter of fact, we finna do our after dark show. So thank y'all. Can y'all please share our videos? Let people know about us. Don't just be coming and watching, commenting, and just leaving. I mean, share.
Because you know you like it.
Stop. Right, share the laughter. But we'll be here next week. We'll be talking about next week.
Oh, we got all the stuff. Y'all got to tune in.
We always got a lot of stuff. Which is why I'm glad we do it like this now.
Yeah.
Because it'd be a lot of shit to talk about.
Yes.
And I ain't talk about half the stuff I really be wanting to talk about. Because it'd be so much stuff that be happening. And we'll go through like the whole week, you know, writing stuff down. But next, you know, stuff. Oh my gosh, like the Jake Paul stuff.
Yes.
When he took Floyd Mayweather's hat, I was hoping Floyd would tear that up.
And he ain't had to take. So we're going to talk about that next week.
Right. Because the fight is.
In June.
Okay, never mind. It's not even in this month.
It's in June, but we're gonna build up to it.
Right, yeah.
Because I'm ready to see that.
Yeah, we'll just talk about that next week. Yeah. That'll be one of the topics for next week. But it was some. Was there anything else?
I think that was it.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. Catch us on
We're gonna talk about Aretha some more. We're gonna finish. I'm gonna finish the series, and we're gonna talk about that too.
Okay. Catch us right in a few minutes. 10 minutes intermission after dark.
Right. All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.